S-H-A-W-N.
Yeah, you're the Sean.
Yeah. I know your name, and I know
Sean,
how to spell it.
Sean what?
Hamilton.
Hamilton, okay.
K-P-F-A.
Sounds like I'm interviewing you, doesn't it?
It does. And KPFA doesn't know I'm here, by the way. I was afraid they would tell me not to do the story.
Hi, KPFA. Yeah. I love you, and I'm sure glad you sent Sean here.
Okay, thank you. And here's my question. How do you account for the apparent psychological resistance, even among members of the alternative media, who should know better, to even looking at the evidence?
In one sense, it's obviously a big mystery because these are people who've been on the forefront of exposing American complicity. You know, if we talk about Howard Zinn, Chomsky, we're talking a long, long time here. So I never criticize these gentlemen because they're heroes. They've done what they've done. A lot of us, we wouldn't be here without them, and so on. Some of the younger guys, I don't know. Some of it is, I think, fear. There's a lot of things to fear. I'm not talking about fear for their lives, although I've heard of people who've said, yeah, I'm afraid for my life, but I don't think that's the main thing. It's more a fear of, job loss. That's a big one for reporters. I talked to a reporter who had done one 9/11 story, and so I said, well, are we going to get another one out of this lecture? And he says, I don't think so. I don't think my job would survive one more story. Then more generally, loss of reputation, the effectiveness of this term conspiracy theory, conspiracy theorist, and that no member of the press can be a conspiracy theorist because they're supposed to be objective. Even if objective means parroting everything the government says, that counts for objective in our day. That's what counts for objective. But if you parrot what somebody says who's espousing what is defined as a conspiracy theory, which in the definition that I gave earlier means a theory that contradicts something the government has already spoken on, then that's a conspiracy theory in the negative sense. And very few reporters could survive in their jobs if they explicitly said that.
I understand that for the mainstream media. My question is, like the KPFA's and such, that there's a split even at KPFA.
Yeah.
They don't want to touch this. They don't even want to look at it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying believe it. Just look at the
I
evidence.
Know, and that's the next step down, that even to, you know, they've been so effective with this scare tactic that even to give an open microphone to a so-called conspiracy theorist is to give them credibility, and that means there's something wrong with you. So, Sean, I'm not sure that you're going to fit in here in our future plans. So you know how it works. Everybody in the media knows how it works. Nobody has to be explicitly threatened. They just know the rules. Maybe they've tried one story once, and they said, woo, that story wouldn't go. Certainly no story about 9/11 is going to go. So they learn not to do it. A third factor is, and some of them have explicitly said this, Monbiot has said this,